On this episode of Conspiracy List,
we're really trying to help Austin and his alcoholism.
Oh, there are sects.
All right, I'm a flat earther. Sorry.
I don't think it's worth actual scientists having to explain it.
I should have transitioned.
Someone's really depressed. They're like, oh, but a new conspiracy realist is out.
I could be, mate. I'm not, but I could be.
I'm having a cheeky little pour. A little bevy.
I wanted to be a Power Ranger.
The $20 a year NASA is given.
I'm gluten-free!
What's going on, YouTube and other platforms? It's me, the author of All You Pain.
It's Smee. The whole time, it was Smee, Captain Hook's...
It was Smee, Anakin's mother. Welcome back to the only podcast where... And today we're going to be dissecting a frog.
A live frog.
It's going to go ribbit, ribbit, which translates to, oh my god, ow, ow, holy shit, why are you doing this to me? What did I do? I have a family.
And I'm gonna stare it in its beady little frog eyes and say, this is for Battletoads, you slimy motherfucker.
And that's fucked up because he's a frog, not a toad.
Yeah. Welcome back to Two Guys. Wait, that's not our name.
We changed it.
Whoopsie-doo. Welcome back to Conspiracy Realists, the weekly improv comedy conspiracy podcast hosted by myself, Austin Harvey, and Nick Sarnelli, the guy with the most jelly on his toast.
It's true. I have asked Guinness, because before you even finish the sentence, I'll go, oh, Nick Sarnelli, next. They know.
They know. They know what's up. They know what's up. They wouldn't be here if they didn't, because we don't have a large audience.
Sure.
But we, you know, as they say, it's all about the motion of the ocean.
I mean, you can't stop the motion of the ocean.
And you can't stop it. You can't stop that. And there's two things you cannot stop. You cannot stop the motion of the ocean, and you cannot stop the beat.
Correct. All right. Today I have a real humdinger for you.
You can just lay it on me. Spread
that. You want me to spread it out nice and flat for you?
Yeah. Because I can't see depth.
Fair enough. And neither can flat earthers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's okay. Right. I had to do it. It's like the third one on our list, and we've shied away from it because, oh my god. But, like, that's like one of the biggest ones. And this one's different from a lot of the other big ones, like 9/11 conspiracies, MK Ultra's, like Pizzagate and shit like that, where it's like, I can talk about this one and make jokes about the other ones, not so much.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about, some of the ones were recently... I should not talk and pour at the same time.
Are you having a cheeky little pour?
I'm having a cheeky little pour. A little bevy.
What are you pouring?
My new go-to whiskey, Evan Williams, bottled in bond. This is not an ad, but I will take money from Evan Williams if they want to pay me for it.
That's fair.
Evan Williams, bottled in bond. It's 100 proof Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. And you can get the big bottle, which is, what, a liter? No, 1.75 liters. You can get that for like $30 to $35. It goes on sale a lot. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's not bad. F*** it. Whatever, dude. That's happy hour.
Yeah, if you guys want to go into the donation tab, we're really trying to help Austin and his alcoholism. Not that he has it. Not there's any, like, forced AA meetings that he has to go to every Tuesday.
No, I don't know that.
Don't do that.
I mean, I do. I do go to them. I don't have to.
Right, it's a choice. So because it's a choice, because he's self-aware, it's different.
Yeah, everybody knows you can't be an alcoholic if you admit to being an alcoholic.
Right. First step's admitting
that's it. The number one rule.
It's the number one rule.
Because, the first step in the 12-step program, I think... is admitting
you have a problem.
Actually, yeah, is that?
I don't know. I'm not an alcoholic.
Step one, we admit we are powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. Now, that is a two-parter, which seems kind of unfair, because my life is unmanageable. But I have power over alcohol. And alcohol gives me power. The power of comedy. Hey everybody, it's your favorite Austin, Editing Austin, popping in with a quick disclaimer because this is a comedy podcast, so we do make light of issues. That being said, we do understand that alcoholism is a serious illness that can dramatically affect people's lives, and so to make up for our joking, we are going to provide links to resources in the podcast description for anyone who might need help or might know somebody who needs help. That out of the way, back to the comedy.
Anyways, flat Earth. Earth is a pancake.
And we're the syrup?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the flat Earth theory is interesting because it's an argument on the shape of the planet. They're not saying that Earth isn't Earth, or Earth isn't real, or these countries or land masses aren't real. It's all the same. It's just flat.
Right, right.
It's just weird because there's more than enough physics-based proof that it's not flat, but it, especially like 2016, 2017 onward, it got so popular on the internet. But it's like, all these, I've read a few articles, and it's so interesting that you don't need a lot to disprove this theory, but physicists and scientists are so, like, it's almost like, because you're questioning everything that they know and study for a fact, that they are so much more qualified on than these people, and these people are just stupidly without evidence spitting in their face in their life's work. So they come at them with, like, the most insane physics equations, all this shit on why it is absolutely proven, not theory, that it's round. Like, they get steamed about it. I mean, they laugh and they're like, but, like, they really go into detail to disprove this instead of just being like, you, you're dumb.
Imagine how much more stuff they could learn if they didn't have to spend half their time convincing people of a fact.
I can briefly go over like what they thought in the 19th and early 20th centuries. And I'm just going to, this is a passage right from Wikipedia describing it because it's just better that way. It originated with an English writer, Samuel Robotham, and he based all of his conclusions from his 1838 Bedford Level experiment. And Robotham published the 1849 pamphlet titled Zetetic Astronomy, and he wrote that under the pseudonym Parallax.
That's badass. Continue.
And he later expanded this into the book Earth, Not a Globe, in which he proposed that the Earth is a flat disk centered at the North Pole and bounded along its southern edge by a wall of ice, which is Antarctica. And Robotham further held that the sun and moon were 3,000 miles above Earth, and that the cosmos were 3,100 miles above the Earth. And he published a few things on it, and then he published a leaflet. He said, that's not enough, I need a leaflet on this shit. And he titled it, The Inconsistency of Modern Astronomy and Its Opposition to the Scriptures, which argued that the Bible, alongside our senses, supported the idea that the Earth was flat and immovable, and this essential truth should not be set aside for a system based solely on human conjecture.
Ah, yeah, I was about to ask, because obviously Kindle self-publishing was not a thing back then.
Right, right.
So I was about to ask who would publish this, and that checks out.
Yep. And he gained attention by successfully using pseudoscience in public debates, which he had with, like, big scientists at the time, like Alfred Russel Wallace, who was the natural selection guy. And Robotham created the Zetetic Society in England and New York, and he shipped apparently over 1,000 copies of the book Zetetic Astronomy. And then Alfred Russel Wallace, the actual scientist guy that he debated with, he repeated that Bedford Level experiment in the year 1870, which proved and it corrected the atmosphere's refraction and showed that the Earth was spherical, so he disproved it back then too.
What was zetetic?
Zetetic astronomy. Z-E-T-E-T-I-C.
What is the definition of that word? What does zetetic mean?
Proceeding by inquiry. So, like, think for yourself type shit, I guess?
Like, you have to see it with your own eyes to believe it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Which is actually, that's the current flat Earth theory, too, is for a lot of people, isn't it?
Like, right, yeah. It all derives from the principle of zeteticism.
Yeah, in theory, I get it. Like, I agree. Like, yeah, you should kind of want... you should want proof, right, for everything. You shouldn't take things at face value.
Right.
But it doesn't mean... Like, I know I'm never going to get to space. I'm not an astronaut or Jeff Bezos, so...
I really thought you were at least going to be one of those two things.
I really... You know, as a kid, when they asked me what I wanted to be... for the first few years of my life, I always said, I want to be an astronaut. I think that would be really cool. I like space. I think space is neat. And then I turned 12, and after that, I said, I want to be Jeff Bezos.
That's the...
for the same reason.
Yeah,
for the same
reason. Yeah, but that's the kind of the natural evolution of that ideology.
Right, yeah, yeah. And now I want to be dead.
I wanted to be a Power Ranger.
That is a much more fun aspiration.
It's fun, but it also is more depressing. Because at least you wanted to be something that somebody can be.
Well, I
could have been a Power Ranger as an actor. I could have pretended to be a Power Ranger professionally. That still doesn't make me a Power Ranger.
Well, I mean, if you dress up in the costume and you fight some aliens...
I just wanted to be... I wanted to be Mighty and Morphin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you can't morph. You can't morph. You can be Mighty.
I could be Mighty. I'm not, but I could be.
Right, yeah. But yeah, there's no Morphin.
Morphing... I'm never going to turn into a giant mecha dinosaur.
No, the technology isn't there.
It's not in the cards.
Right. Or I mean, it might be, but they haven't invested enough time into it.
Not yet. I mean, maybe when I'm like 90. If somebody can get 90-year-old me... to mecha transform into a dinosaur, that would be cool. I got nothing else to say about it other than that would be cool.
This is a call to action right here. If anybody listening is an intelligent person, if you're like a researcher or a scientist or an engineer even.
Because we're not.
This is folk. Yeah, we're not.
We just regurgitate information and talk about it.
Yeah, and I'm crippled by my student loans, so I'm not going to go back to school to study this stuff.
Right.
But if someone out there who manages their money and their life better wants to invest in robots that, you know, you can like, well, fucking mechazords. I don't know why I'm beating around the bush.
Someone's got to do it.
I think what we need is a kaiju level threat for that to happen.
Yeah, I think if there was a kaiju level threat, because we don't have a retention plan for that, right, that we know of anyways, of if a kaiju comes, what do we do about it? But if a kaiju did come... Oh, so fast they'd have a fucking Megazord out, dude. It would be, like, off the presses. And we'd be like, where the fuck was that Megazord before?
Yeah, the second Cloverfield becomes real, everything else becomes Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Yep. And then that just opens a whole other fucking... Because then private companies are going to start making their own Megazords. And then it's going to be like, is it a government Megazord or is it a private Megazord? And who's going to have the control?
And you know Russia's going to make a kaiju of their own. They're going to make a synthetic kaiju.
A synthetic kaiju!
As opposed to an organic one.
Right, obviously. Right. This one.
You're going to inject it full of GMO, MSG, gluten. It's going to be a big gluten monster, just a big fucking loaf of bread.
I'm gluten free!
But okay, so yeah, where were we? 1870 was when.
Yeah, that was when Alfred Russel Wallace at least disproved Robotham's flat Earth bullshit. And then we pretty much jump to 1956 from there.
Sounds right. Yeah,
this is an article on Physics World titled "Fighting Flat Earth Theory." A few excerpts taken from the July 2020 issue of Physics World by Rachel Brazil. She wrote a great write up on all of this shit, extremely extensive. I just took out a few key things here. The International Flat Earth Research Society, which was set up in 1956 by Samuel Shenton, a sign writer living in Dover, United Kingdom, was regarded by many people as merely a symbol of British eccentricity. But then skipping forward to the early 2000s with the internet being this vacuum for offbeat views, the idea began to bubble up again. Actually, the Flat Earth Society was relaunched in October of 2009.
Oh, geez. Okay, so because internet forums were huge in the early 2000s, someone was like, hey, did you guys ever read this thing?
Yeah.
From 1956?
And then the shitpost forums and everything.
And then after 9 years of that, they were like, let's make an actual society.
And like, with the theory itself, other than like, to go into more detail on them just saying, well, the Earth is flat. Well, the crazy thing about flat earthers, too, is that they are divided in their beliefs on it.
Oh, there are sects.
Yeah, there's like sects, but they don't. I don't even know. Like, there's some believe that the Earth's edges are surrounded by a wall of ice that holds in the oceans. And others think that our flat planet and the atmosphere are encased in a huge, like, hemispherical snow globe from which nothing can fall off the edges, like that kind
of
deal.
I've seen the illustration on Google Images of that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's seen that one. And then I guess their explanation for like daytime and nighttime is that the sun moves in circles around the North Pole with its light acting similarly to a spotlight. And the most recent U.S. model suggests that the sun and moon are 50 kilometers in diameter and circle the disc-shaped Earth at a height of 5,500 kilometers with the stars above this on a rotating dome.
It's like a Ferris wheel. The other thing, the horse race.
Carousel.
Carousel? A carousel, yeah. Carousel. Jesus. I like the wall of ice theory because from what I have briefly read about flat earth stuff in the past, you know, when you were a
flat earther.
I remember the wall of ice thing was also like patrolled by world governments and they would like kill on sight.
It's the believe for yourself thing. It comes from the base idea that you cannot trust anything from the government, anything from the world leaders. There's all these higher powers that control everything, and we know nothing.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, that's true, but what would I guess my biggest question is always, what would anyone gain from saying the Earth is round when it's not? Like, what does anybody what's the goal? What's the end game here?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that because there are a couple, like, sub-theories onto why this one specifically.
Well, all right. Okay.
But before I get into that, I do want to say something else Brazil had mentioned in her article. She says, I'll just read this quote from her. She says, it would be easy to dismiss flat earthers as simply being misguided due to a lack of education. While there are indications that those susceptible to such views have low levels of scientific literacy, Landrum at Texas Tech says that flat earthers aren't necessarily people who don't believe in science. He says it's not really an She says it's not really an education thing. It's really more about distrusting authorities and institutions, like I was just saying. It's based on both a conspiracy mentality and a deeply held belief that looks a lot like a religion, but isn't necessarily specifically tied to a specific religion. But again, what you said, what does anyone fucking gain from the Earth being flat? Or not telling people that the Earth is flat, rather.
You're right, yeah, because, like, what would that... Well, I was going to say, what would that change about our day-to-day life? Now it would change a lot, because we've all thought correctly that the Earth is round. So now it would be a big upheaval, but,
I don't know, though. If somebody came out with irrefutable proof that the Earth is flat, I'd be like, okay, cool. Now it's flat. Whoop-de-f-ing-do. I still gotta go to work.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. As fun as it is to think about and have existential crises over large things that we can't control, like the infinity of the universe, most of my time is just spent thinking about when the I'm going to be able to get my car fixed. You know, I mean, that takes way more immediate precedent to me. So if someone was like, oh yeah, the Earth is flat, here's the proof and it's undeniable, I'd be like, okay, I still have to walk up a hill to get to the nearest pharmacy, and it takes 45 minutes. So I would rather devote my attention to fixing that part of my life. Maybe to someone else, this is like a huge deal. They're like, oh, what? But I'm like, dude, I'm like the biggest globe head, though.
The biggest, one of the biggest things I see that they, flat earthers, tried to discuss or use as a point of proof is that, you ever hear like the skyline thing?
Oh, is this the, at a certain point you'd be able to see the curvature of the earth in the horizon?
There was like a picture of Chicago taken from Lake Michigan in which the city skyscrapers are clearly visible despite being viewed from a distance far out. So given the curvature of the earth, you shouldn't be able to see the skyline of a city from that far out. But the reason the buildings are visible lies in the fact that air directly above the water's surface is colder than the air higher up. This inverse temperature gradient means that light rays refract toward the colder, denser air, allowing the image of the reflected skyline formed on the water below the horizon to appear almost hovering above the horizon.
Oh, that's trippy, but that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that can easily be proven by just taking a photo even farther away where the mirage will disappear.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's because that was where, like, it. A lot of these people, they get really deep into it, and that's pretty surface level.
Yeah, no, I mean, the reason the sky is blue is because there's so much water on Earth. Like, that's it. So, yeah, that makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. And then there's another article by Stephanie Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S?
Pappas,
on Live Science, just with an article, are flat earthers being serious? Because that goes into the idea of, is this all just shits and gigs? A 2017 national poll by Public Policy Polling found that only 1% of Americans believe that the earth was flat, with an additional 6% saying they weren't sure.
I mean, that... it's almost worse.
And this goes on to sum up sort of what I was saying before. The leading flat earther theory holds that the earth is a disc in, with the Arctic Circle in the center in Antarctica, which is a 150-foot tall wall of ice around the rim. This is where it gets in what you were talking about. NASA employees, they say, guard this ice wall to prevent people from climbing over and falling off the disc.
Yeah, NASA, with its unlimited funding...
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
NASA can do so much. They're fucking fighting to, like, get a fucking scooter. Elon Musk just, like, privately was like, I'm going to do more than that. Jeez.
The $20 a year NASA is given has been put in a pool so they could buy one helicopter.
I mean, to be fair, there's sure bigger fish to fry than fucking space. Maybe. I don't know, though, because that, I mean, shit. That might be the most important thing. We don't know.
Exactly, right? We have pretty dire issues on Earth, but for all we know, Thanos is out there.
Snapping the glove, sitting down with his suit of armor, jerking off into the flowers. And then they also say, because you have to factor in gravity, right? So they say gravity is an illusion. Objects do not accelerate downward. Instead, the disk of the Earth accelerates upward. At 32 feet per second squared, 9.8 meters per second squared, driven up by a mysterious force. Guess what it's called? Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. This mysterious force that is not bullshit. Gravity's bullshit. But this, my friends, this force called dark energy.
Oh, okay. It's real. So it's dark matter, but
it's renamed. Just reverse gravity.
That I'm right, yeah. What the f***?
It's the stupidest. That one blew my mind to smithereens.
That's insane. That is certifiably insane. Nothing falls down. The Earth just moves up forever.
It's like, okay, sure. And my asshole goes sideways. Yeah. Like, what do you?
That's so stupid. The dumbest thing about that is, like, if you shot Actually, I'm going to Google something. What do you think is the fastest pitch ever in a game of baseball?
I don't know.
According to Google, 105.1 miles per hour by Aroldis Chapman. That is the fastest pitch in baseball. We have video evidence of it from 2016. If he just threw that upwards, it would never come down. According to flat earth theory, right? It would just, because gravity's not a thing, so the velocity of it would never slow.
Well, where do they get that number?
I don't know.
32 feet per second squared.
Because what? Well, gravity is what? Negative 9.8 meters? So did they just convert that to American standards?
No, yeah, that article was saying that 32 feet per second squared is converted to 9.8 meters per second squared.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's
just to do the, yeah.
So they just took the number for gravity and said instead of us going down, Earth go up at the same rate.
Amazing.
But that, yeah, like, that doesn't account for velocity. So, like, if I threw a baseball straight up at 100 miles per hour, what would bring it back down? Because the Earth wouldn't catch up to it. If gravity didn't exist, that would just continue to go upward at 100 miles per hour forever. The Earth wouldn't be able to catch up to it because it's going far slower. So what would bring it back down? Am I right on that? Am I making sense?
To me, that makes sense, but I don't.
Okay.
I ain't too smart with that kind of talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. I'm just thinking. Thing come down because of gravity. So that seems very slow for the Earth to be going up. Because things go faster than that.
Yeah. But moving on. So gravity is a factor, but also. Then, if the Earth is flat, what about the Moon?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Some think that while the Earth is flat, the Moon and Sun are spheres. In this vision of the solar system, Earth's day and night cycle is explained by what I said earlier, the Sun and Moon being above the 3,000 and the 3,100 miles up and work like spotlights on a 24-hour cycle still. And, oh, here's a good one. The flat Earthers believe that there must also be an invisible anti-moon that obscures the moon during lunar eclipses to explain lunar eclipses.
Yeah, totally.
It's dude. Me, the anti-moon.
What the f*** is that?
Is that showing someone your penis? Because it's the anti-moon. Yeah. You're not mooning them, it's the anti-moon. You're just flashing them. Like a spotlight.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh.
All right, I'm a flat earther, sorry.
It's either that or an anti-moon would be someone moons you. So you cover their butt with fabric.
Should we sell butt-covering fabric? And the tagline can be, it's not pants.
It's not pants. It's not shorts, and it's not underwear either, because it literally only covers your butt.
It's a square patch that just covers your butt and nothing else.
It's like a loincloth, but just the back.
So your ding-dong and your hoo-ha find something else, because...
They're hanging out. They're getting the breezy air.
This is just butt-covering fabric. If you put it anywhere else, we will find you, and you will be well.
Yeah, don't you dare wear it around the front side. Don't you dare. Theoretically, you could, but don't you f***ing dare. It covers your backside. It's the opposite of assless chaps. It's ass chaps.
It's ass chaps.
Ass chaps. That's the brand. Copyright it. Trademark it. Don't f***ing take it. Ass chaps. Not to be confused with having a chapped ass.
Oh, very different. Trust me.
Very different. Because, ooh, yeah. Oof. Ouchie. Ooh, ouchie. Ass chaps.
So this is where we get into what you were talking about. The question of belief and sincerity is one that comes up a lot. If I had to guess, I would probably say that at least some of our members see the Flat Earth Society and Flat Earth Theory as a kind of epistemological, and whether that be a critique of the scientific method or as a kind of solipsism for beginners. There are also probably some who thought the certificate would be just kind of funny to have on their wall. That being said, I know many members personally and am fully convinced of their belief. That was by something Wilmore. He's the vice president, and the society's president is that Shenton guy.
So these ice wall people, Okay, I'm going to... I need to get in the headspace. I need to, like, Jared Leto method act this. If I'm a flat Earth conspiracy theorist, and I am not a dome earther, I'm an ice wall earther, and I go, I only believe things I've seen with my own eyes. The first thing I'm going to do is get on a boat and head to what I believe is the edge of the Earth, which is Antarctica, right? I'm going to get on a boat to Antarctica. And when I get there, I should be seeing a big fucking ice wall a la Game of Thrones and a bunch of red laser dot sights on my chest. Like, that should be... That's the thing I'm going to dedicate my life to. If I am like, yeah, the Earth's flat, ice wall, that's what I'm fucking doing. So, all these fucking idiots who... Sorry. No, I'm not. These people who believe that shit. If you need to see it to believe it, go to Antarctica. Like, go there. And then when you don't see big ice wall... there's nothing to... It's insane to me that's, like... I can't put it together.
The thing about it is the idea of the conspiracy of a flat Earth itself is a conspiracy anomaly. Like I said earlier, at their core, they really just disagree with the general public on simply the shape of the Earth. And then that other stuff comes into play because of that, to back that up. Like, most people that are, like, big conspiracy nuts, they have, like, this litany of conspiracies about the government and higher powers. And while some of the flat earthers do, like, they say that it's a whole just a rebellion against these higher powers that we know nothing. But for these guys, for the most part, they just believe the flat Earth. They're not talking about other shit. It's just, I'm flat earther and that's it.
That's so weird to me. I'm all aboard the anarchy train. Like, chugga chugga choo choo, burn down the government, fuck it. Whatever, man. Dude, yeah, sure. I don't give a shit. I don't love the world in which we live. Maybe I would if I was Finnish. I'd probably be a happy goddamn person, but I believe science.
There is a guy named Michael Marshall. He is the project director of the Good Thinking Society in the UK. He has a pretty awesome interview on scientificamerican.com. I listened to quite a bit of it, but he brings up that there's also flat earthers that believe that it's an infinite plane on all directions. Like, it'll go north, south, east, west, just forever and ever. And there is above and below, but there's no way of getting from the top to the bottom because it's just an infinity of ice in all directions forever. So there's no way of getting below the Earth because you can't.
Okay, yeah. I actually had that thought earlier when you were going over the two main theories of it, a globe or a thing with, like, an edge you can fall off.
Yeah, and this guy is very credible that he's done so much research into this because his job is pretty much to disprove these. He says, the Good Thinking Society is what he does. He says the whole purpose of his charity is to promote science to challenge pseudoscience. So that's, like, his entire existence.
We should hit this guy up because that's what this podcast is. I mean, it wasn't the original conception of this podcast, but it's what it's become. I don't think you and I can convince each other of...
The Queen's a cannibal. I'll die on that hill.
That one's true. That one's for sure true.
And the f***ing Joyzy Devil, man. It was real. It was a bat. And it ate so much pizza, it got f***ing fat.
Oh, dude, he couldn't even fly no more. That was what did him in the end. He ate too much pizza, and also the cocaine. The cocaine did not help. What's a Jersey boy to do?
What's a Jersey devil to do? What's a Jersey angel to do? We're all fucking Jersey devils.
At the end of the day, we are one of two things. We're either fucking Jersey devils just snorting the cocaine that is capitalism, or we're fucking Mongolian death worms getting fucked by it.
Getting fucked by it so hard you don't even hate it.
You don't even produce saliva anymore. Your mouth just releases through your fucking gums. Gum. Ew.
Ew. Ladies and gentlemen, you want a lifetime supply.
gum.
Yes! I actually have a great story. Not about that. About the flat earth.
Okay. I have a great story about the taste of gum.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have transitioned. You might have even heard about this. I'm just going to read directly off Wikipedia here, because that's what we do here on Conspiracy Realists. We read directly off Wikipedia. Hey,
we do our research, but they word it better than we can word it.
And everything's conjecture. That's why you listen.
Yeah, we never claimed to be professionals.
Never, not once. We're just talking about it.
I went to f***ing movie school.
I went to booby school.
And I went to Scooby school. The only movie I watched in movie school was Scooby-Doo. And Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
Anyways, this guy named Mike Hughes, not only was he a daredevil, but he was also a flat earth conspiracy theorist.
Word.
He used a home-built crude rocket in an attempt to see for himself if the earth is flat on March 24th, 2018.
A rocket he could get in?
His rocket was made of scrap metal and was estimated to cost about $20,000. He used the mobile home as a custom launch pad, and he got 1,875 feet in the air with himself inside, and he ended with a hard landing, but with his parachute successfully deploying. He was not seriously injured and remained firm in his flat earth beliefs. He claimed that the real evidence will come with larger rockets. Now, the next part of this is maybe my favorite part. Hughes was killed in an accident on February 22nd.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. Very tragic. Apologies to the family.
2 years later, he was killed while piloting a flight of his steam-powered rocket in a further attempt to prove that the Earth was flat. The accident was caused by an early deployment and separation of the return parachute on the vehicle. The rocket impacted after falling from an altitude of several hundred feet, and he was killed instantly on impact.
I'm sorry. I really should not laugh. It's like a... We said at the beginning of this episode, let's talk about this one, because there are no victims. No.
There literally is a victim.
A guy
who, he died on the hill that the earth is flat.
He had a very convoluted way of killing himself. Personally, I would just... just a little clarification. If you're having suicidal tendencies or ideologies, I'm going to put a link in the description of this episode of the podcast to the National Suicide Hotline. You absolutely should not, because we joke about it, because Nick and I have both had past experiences with depression and with, you know, like suicidal tendencies and stuff. And so we can relate, but we are not at this moment genuinely suicidal. Right. So if
we
you
don't
are,
mean to, it kind of comes out, it just slips out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a coping mechanism, right?
Because it's a coping mechanism for sure. Yeah. We both. Yeah. So if,
but we do not encourage the actual...
Absolutely not. No. Full jokes aside, full disclaimer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, full disclaimer. That being said, I was probably... I can't finish that sentence.
I'm so curious to... Please, finish the sentence.
I'm just saying, that being said, my big blowout... pun intended, would be to lay down on the fireworks barrage they do on the Ohio River in Pittsburgh and just let them...
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Be a colorful...
I mean, that would be an extravagant way to go. Anyway, the suicide hotline is going to be linked in the podcast description. Don't do this, but... My head... landing on someone's lap. But don't do it. You know, it's funny to talk about, but don't do it.
Right. It's a funny hypothetical, because you know we're not serious.
I think it's the ridiculousness of it. It's like,
right. Yeah, it's so absurd that you couldn't possibly think.
Right. Because you'd have to swim all the way out there. You'd have to, you know, like there's too many steps. So like it's You know, I know comedy is ruined when you explain the joke, but the joke here is that...
On a subject like that, especially since the point of our podcast isn't necessarily edgy humor that relates directly to this subject, so I don't care if this one gets...
Right, yeah. This can have an explanation because...
I
don't want anyone... Your life is valid. You deserve to live.
And this is all on the assumption that we'd even have enough viewers to have... listeners that would even be suicidal, but this could be a trigger warning for it.
Yeah, I don't...
We could be talking at the wall.
I don't think we're the go-to for someone's really depressed.
Nope,
like,
nope,
oh, but
nope,
a new
nope,
conspiracy
nope.
realist is out.
Hold on, I can't.
Gotta see if they talk
conspiracy
about
realist.
This week.
There's two stupid white guys in their 20s that have so many interesting things to say.
But hey, if you're the one person who we just described, I love you.
I love you too.
I do, and that's not even...
Thank you.
That's not even like an influencer I love you, like, where like, oh, thank you. I couldn't do this without you guys. You're my
fucking
audience.
No, could do it without you, because we've been acting under the impression that we're doing it without you. But if you do exist, then we love you, because, wow, we're just throwing shit at a wall.
Right, yeah. This is not like an assumed thing. So if you're the person who we just described,
I wouldn't even go. Like, even if you just listen to it, it's not what's keeping you going, but it's just
fair enough.
Part of your day.
Yeah. If you look forward to this podcast coming out, I love
you. No, you don't even have to look forward to it. If you stumble upon it and listen to some of it, I love you more than most people.
If you're the person who rated us one star, and I've had to rate us five stars to combat it, to give us our 3-star rating. If you're the person who rated us 1 star, I love you, because I know you listened.
Did you know that statistically, the person who rated us 1 star more than likely knows us and did it, like, in spite?
I'll kill you.
It could be anyone on any of our social media.
I will find out who you are.
I mean, think about how many people passively hate you. Not you specifically, but anyone.
Well, I guess the big thing then is if you're hearing this and you see a negative rating for us, let's just assume it's personal bias. The show is good, but someone hates me. So any negative ratings, any negative
to
ratings.
To be fair, the show could be bad, and it's not this. We're just...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, totally. But let's just assume that's not the case. The show is great. And the 1-star ratings are people who just don't like me, which is understandable and fair, but I don't think that should affect the show, you know?
Either way, weird tangent aside about the hypothetical schematics of this podcast.
It's top tier.
The way I think I can best sum up the flat earth as a theory is that, one, it's a divided group.
I think that's the craziest part about it. They don't all agree.
And they don't have, like, names for the... There's, like, some of them think this, some of them think that. F*** it, Earth is flat, f*** you. So I think it does go back to... The majority, in my opinion, goes back to this shitposting, trolling, pretending to believe it so hard, just like you did.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
It is, yeah. It's a hilarious idea.
And then besides the people that actually believe that the Earth is flat, like all like full-ass conspiracy Earth is flat, and this is why, not having any weird pseudo-psychological reasoning behind it, there's also a group that I think needs to be discussed where people are... Cause it's not the same as the shitposting troll people. They are a group that is using it as an anti-science discourse. Like, they might not actually believe that the Earth is flat, so to say, but... They believe science in general is a conspiracy, and that is a part of the higher powers controlling us, and we just accept it because it is what we're told. Even to the point where, like, most scientists that do research based on these ideas, doing that research that they're doing is based on lies, and they aren't in on this grand conspiracy. So instead of creating new science based off of fake science, they're creating... No, they are creating new science based off of fake science in an endless loop of misunderstanding our universe.
And there's...
So it was like a way to rally these people together to fight the notion of science.
That's so fucking convoluted that it's hard to argue against.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just what they believe. Like, the reason that they're doing it is that. To fight science, basically.
Right.
They know it's not true, but they want it to be questioned.
Yeah, because there is no argument. Because it's like... Like, scientific journals are put out regularly. Or, like, you know, like, individual studies are available. You can read them. I've read them for f***ing shit I've written. Where I've analyzed... Or, not analyzed, because that makes me sound smart. I've read studies... I've read studies that actual researchers have written of, like, people who, I mean, any number of things, like, you know, sleep studies or, like we were talking about with the Hat Man, or studies about how children with ADHD perform, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Those things are publicly available. So it's like, I just, what? Like, science is fake. Altogether fake. It's just be a novelist then.
Yeah, because it's like, maybe, but we'd never.
Right. Like, I just can't imagine someone getting their doctorate and then they show up somewhere and it's like, yeah, you want to observe human psychology? F*** you. Just make it up. Just write fiction. Just be Stephen King. Just, no. You don't spend 8 years of your life learning to write fiction, but make it boring.
Or even the idea that they don't even know that they're writing fiction. Like, they are doing all these studies based on ideas that are actually fake, but since they believe these ideas of science to be true, they create more science based off of these fake scientific beliefs.
Right. It's just like...
That's f***ed up. That's
it's
crazy.
It's insane. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And I try to be inoffensive, but like...
Especially since you can track all that science back to the base, to the seed. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
But it's like, these flat earthers have made all of these famous, insanely smart people take time out of their day to try to explain this. And disprove this and take it seriously on the just like well, this is an hour podcast on it where we're talking about it in detail when really all you need to say about it is the earth isn't f***ing flat.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth actual scientists having to explain it.
And I think that's probably the big joke. You know what I mean? Like, ha, look, we got all these people to f***ing spend years of their time.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to. I would love it if people listen to this podcast and then we're like, the queen eats people. And it became like this huge thing. I would lean into it and milk it for money.
Oh, yeah. I'd double down for sure.
I would sell Queen is a Cannibal t-shirts. I'd take a bath and sell my bath water.
Well, you got a merchandise.
I would start a society. You know, if I had been the person who wrote something so convincing that people thought the earth was flat, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. Pay me a $95 a year fee to be a part of this society, and we'll send you a diploma, and we'll send you a plaque. And I just make $9,000 from people signing up, and that's only 100 people. I hope I write 90. Yeah. Yeah, that math checks out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I gotcha.
Got to make money somehow.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not even a... So, yeah. Conclusion time.
Yeah, Earth is flat.
Oh, you're voting?
The Earth is flat. Yeah. And I am covered in scat. Sorry.
One of those things was true. And I won't say which, but I will let the listeners decide. Does Nick think... Here, Instagram poll. Instagram poll this one. Two options. Does Nick think the Earth is flat? Or is Nick currently covered in scat? There is no option C, so you have to pick between those two. Vote now, or forever be a brown cow. I don't feel good about that, but I'm gonna stick with it.
All right, that's fair. I respect your conviction. Well, guys, thanks for listening to us talk about the fucking flat Earth, because, I mean, come on, we had to.
Yeah, there's no narrative threat to it. It's just fucking, you know. Yeah,
just one of those ones we had to do.
We had to do it, but I enjoyed talking about it. I did.
Yeah, it really brings up a lot of interesting conversation points, too, so, you know. It's no Joyzy Devil.
It's no Joyzy Devil. It's no Hat Man. It's no
Finland.
You know, there's no rocks. No rocks were involved in this episode, and personally, I could have used a few more rocks, I think. You know, we're here. Hey, we're just two guys. We're making a fun show for you to listen to. And so we had to talk about the flat Earth. And I'm sorry that it was, you know, offensive to people who believe in that theory. But also, why the fuck are you here if you think we would believe in that shit? Come on, man. We're the realists. We're the conspiracy realists.
We're the realists, boy.
We're the realists, boy. We're the definitive answer. If you believe in a conspiracy theory, or you know someone who believes in a conspiracy theory, and you want to convince them otherwise, send them here, because that's what we're here to do. We're professionals. We're professional. We're professional boys.
We are professional boys.
That's what my thing says. Don't ask to see it. But we're professionals. We're professional boys. And so,
all right, well, hit us with the outro.
So thanks to listening. To all the listeners, if you made it this far, thanks for listening to Conspiracy Realists, the only podcast hosted by two professional boys.
Professional boys. Trademark.
Yeah, trademark that. Copyright it. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, all of which have different titles. So our Instagram... Our Instagram is at @TheConspiracyRealists. Our TikTok is...
Well, we had to because of that other guy.
Right, yeah, because someone else took @ConspiracyRealists. So don't follow him. Follow us @TheConspiracyRealists. And TikTok is @ConspiracyRealists, the one you'd expect. And then follow us on Twitter @RealistsPod. Or email us pictures of ducks @twoguysonetruth@gmail.com.
So those are four different things.
Yeah. I know it's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of.
We put it on the graphics, so...
Yeah. Here's the thing, is the more followers we get, the more sway we have in getting those things consistent.
That's true.
Like, I might be able to hit up Instagram and say, hey, we're @ConspiracyRealist. Can you give us this? So, you know, the more you follow and the more you like, the more you boost our ability to be consistent. So at the very least, if you have OCD, just send a few dollars over, please.
Buy one thing of bathwater.
Yeah.
It's finished.
Buy one bathwater. Just send us to Finland. Actually, you know what? If you're a hater, if you don't like this podcast,
yeah,
send us to Finland, because the second we get there, we're not leaving.
Stop everything and be happy.
Yeah, we'll just be happy. We'll just be Finnish.
We won't fill the void with this podcast.
Right. This is our escape. So send us to Finland, and we will be finished with this podcast.
Oh no.
Because we're
one star. Well, I'm going on and I'm rating it one star myself.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I Spotify's open.
Which one is it? I got to remember four different things. How do I even find it?
Yeah, you can't. That's right. You can't. You can't find us. No, you can on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast apps. We're just Conspiracy Realists. You can find us there. You can rate us. But that being said,
checkmate, bitch.
We might see you next week or not.
It's up in the air.
Checkmate, bitch.
Love you. Bye.